I'm just thinking back to that 80s series, The A-Team. If you've got a problem and no one else can help, then maybe you should call The A-Team. Followed by that fantastic theme tune. Wasn't that just one of the best TV tunes ever? Yeah, was it Mike Post? He did a lot of those in the 80s, didn't he? Like Cagney and Lacey and Starsky and Hutch, I think he did those as well. They were fantastic. Rockford Files, that was another great one, wasn't it? But anyway, back to the A-Team. I love the Rockford Files. Back to the A-Team. If you've got a problem in a voiceover studio, then maybe you're coming up with some of these lines that we've spoken about the last couple of days. We're going to be speaking about for the next couple of days. It's my job here on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice to give you another way of coping with the exact same situation. So today, it may be that you think or say, there's no way I can fit all of this script into just 30 seconds. Well, there are too many words for the time allowed, and you're tempted to gabble to fit it all in. Instead, maybe the script has just been overwritten, and there are a few words that can be lost, or phrases that can be rewritten and tightened up. Now, obviously, this is down to the producer or the director, not you, although you may perhaps make a polite suggestion if asked. If you have to talk fast, dropping your projection will, by default, also drop your energy and your sound less rushed. Weird, but it works. You may also have to take a longer pause between sentences so you can take a bigger breath, which will allow you to take fewer of them and so save time. What to do if your script has alarming timings? Tomorrow, we have another way of turning a voiceover worry into wonderful as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart. Bop, bop, bop.